Welcome to the DF4Q, or Discover Film 4 Questions. I'm Jeff Howard, and as long as I was going to be interviewing filmmakers for the Discover Film podcast, I thought it would be kind of fun to ask every one of them the same 4 questions about the movies. What are these 4 questions? 1. Favorite film of all time. 2. A film you think is underrated. 3. A film you think is overrated. And 4. A lesser-known film that you think people should seek out. Today, the DF4Q get answered by filmmaker Steve Desmond. All right, let's hear Steve's answers. All right, well, I guess it's time for the 4 questions then, because we've exhausted monsters, haven't we?
All right, sounds good, yeah.
I'd like to keep telling you how great it is, but...
Yes, go on.
But all right, let me give you the first of the 4 Discover Film 4 questions, which is... Name your favorite films. The limit is 3, so you can't name 7, but you can name 1 to 3 of your favorite films.
All right. E.T. is my number one favorite movie of all time. I actually have a favorite movie, and it is E.T. To name 2 more, these are not really original to me, but the original Godfather and the original Star Wars. It had been a while since I'd seen the second, but I like the first one. I mean, the second's great, but I like the first one significantly more. If there was a fourth, it would be Silence of the Lambs. That's right up there for me, too.
And as far as E.T., is it because you've obviously watched it again as an adult? Is there anything you want to say? What resonates in it for you?
It's not my favorite as a kid. I remember watching, like, the old VHS. I remember liking E.T., but not having, like... a huge connection to it. And I remember pretty vividly one day, it was like my junior or senior year of high school, and I was really sick and I was home from school and I was just home alone with, you know, just trying to deal with whatever, you know, fever I had, and just, you know, picking a movie off the shelf. And I'm like, I haven't watched E.T. since I was little. And I just put it in and I just watched it and was just like crying by the end of it. I'm like, that is the greatest film I've ever seen. And I've seen it plenty of times since, and I've been lucky enough to see it on the big screen a couple times in different venues. And it just, it makes me cry every time. I just
right.
think it's
when they're showing it at the Egyptian, you start telling all your friends, come on, I want you all to come with me.
Actually, the coolest one was August or September, the Hollywood Bowl screened it, and they had the LA Symphony doing a live orchestral accompaniment, which was incredible. So they screened the movie with all the dialogue and sound effects, but you had the live orchestra playing the music in sync.
Yeah, that's cool. They do that with a few things.
Yeah, I'm seeing actually Raiders of the Lost Ark there tomorrow night and doing that.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. All right, well, question number 2 is an underrated film that most people don't seem to like, but you think it's great.
Yeah, I had a few of those. I'm going to lean more into the kind of popcorn film for this one. I actually was a big fan of Pacific Rim. A lot of my friends didn't like it at all, but I thought it was awesome. I remember seeing it like IMAX 3D, paying a lot of money to see it, and I just thought it was a blast. Like giant aliens, giant robots fighting, and I was all in.
You know, you've inspired me because I wanted to see that, and then based on the reviews, I didn't.
Sure.
And now I'm going to make a point of getting it on home video.
Well, it was one of those times I saw it opening night, and I remember coming out thinking, like, that was incredible. That was so much fun. And then a lot of the reviews weren't great, and you kind of almost feel a little weird. You're like, wait, I thought this was so cool, and a lot of people disagree. But there have been talks of possibly a second one. I would totally see it if they did it.
Yeah, but people tend to play or hate the big-budget monster movie nowadays.
Sure. That's fair.
All right, so now here's the testy player hater question. Number 3 is a film everyone else seems to love and you think it's overrated.
Sure. I'll give you one that I actually just watched very recently. Barry Lyndon, Stanley Kubrick's film. I'm a Kubrick fan. I love 2001. I love Dr. Strangelove. I've seen every single Kubrick film, so I'm not hating on Kubrick by any means. I went to, you know, but... Barry Lyndon, I thought was so long and so slow that I just was not for me at all. But it's so heralded, and so many people seem to love it.
True. Yeah, I know. I remember a re-release of it in the 90s and people were going crazy over it.
Yeah, just not. It was easily my least favorite Kubrick film.
Yeah, which is saying, well, no, he didn't have too many. Besides no. Eyes Wide Shut, I can't think of one I didn't like.
Yeah, you're right. Eyes Wide Shut, I wasn't a big fan of either. Yeah. But
it's also not overrated because nobody said it was great.
Exactly.
And the last one is that gem, the lesser-known film that you wish more people would seek out.
There was this really great indie called Coherence that came out, I believe, in 2013, I want to say, maybe 2014, right around there. Really small film, really tiny budget, and I just thought it was incredible. I mean, it's about this group of people having, like, a dinner party, and there, I might be butchering this a little, but I believe there's this, like, comet flyby that everyone knows is coming. It's going to be, like, an astronomical event. But it just ends up, when it happens, it causes all of these strange disturbances and these weird Twilight Zone-style scenarios to kind of unfold. And it's so good and so smart. Definitely recommend seeking this out this little film called Coherence.
Coherence. All right. I'm going to look that up. That sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's made for so cheap. And I hope the director goes on to do many more things.
Yeah, I know. I know that feeling. You see something, you're like, oh my God, I hope to see a lot more of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is how I feel about Monsters.
Oh, thank you, man. I hope so, too.
There you go. That was Steve Desmond's answers to the DF4Q. If you've got questions, comments, or complaints, you can find everything at discoverfilm.net. From there, you can visit film festivals, you can visit the Facebook group. Pretty much anything you need to do is at discoverfilm.net, including watching Steve's film, Monsters. I think we're good. I'm Jeff Howard, and if you want to learn more about me, you can visit jeffhoward.me. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.